Fatima, thank you very much for taking the time to do this interview with us. You're with Stars Air Ambulance. How are things going? The Stars Air Ambulance Lottery, I believe, is on right now, is it not?
So, yes, it is. It is our 27th year for the lottery. We're off to a bit of a slow start, but we always say that Stars is by the community and for the community. And when the community faces economic hardship, we do feel it too. So we do recognize that this current climate is tough, but we are so grateful for the support that the Albertans all across the province have shown us. And we're hoping for a good win this year as well.
How has it been in popularity over the last few years?
Well, you know, as I mentioned before, Keith, we've been a grassroots community from the very beginning. That started here, homegrown province, success story, that is Stars. And people have just really taken ownership of it. You know, when you see that red helicopter in the sky, you know that you're the ones that put it there.
From what I understand, Fatima, the prizes in the lottery for this year are pretty sweet.
That's right. We've got some grand prizes, show homes fully furnished in Calgary, Edmonton, and Lethbridge. But what we're really excited about this year is our early bird prize, and that's $1 million.
Oh, so hello.
Living your million-dollar dream, if you win that, it's just wonderful. We're also back with the Lucky Stars 50-50. Last year's payout for that was $2 million.
Wow.
So we're just looking to see how high it goes this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, lots of cash to be had, that's for sure, or at least it sounds like it. Fatima, how busy has Stars been over the last little while, particularly here in northwestern Alberta?
From our three bases in Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton, and Grand Prairie, we've flown over 1,400 missions. On average, we fly about 5 missions a day. Our Grand Prairie base flew just under 300 missions just in the last fiscal year, so you can just imagine how many friends, neighbors, colleagues that would have helped.
Stars relies on fundraisers, does it not? Especially fundraisers like this?
Absolutely. So the lottery is our single largest fundraiser. It brings in a little over $10 million annually for us. And just to put that into perspective, it does take $10 million to run a Stars base every year. So really what I'm saying is that funds from this lottery contribute to one-third of Stars operating budget in the province.
Are they run on volunteers?
No. We've got a great crew, two pilots, nurse and paramedic team in the back, that where all the magic happens, where all the critical care is administered. And then we've got a whole foundation helping run different fundraisers, including this one.
Okay. Some of the details, just quickly, I guess, go over some of the details about the Stars Lottery that everybody can get in on. The sort of who, what, when, where, and why routine with the Stars Lottery that's on for 2020. Please.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, the early bird prize is $1 million, but to be eligible for that, you do need to buy your tickets before February 27th. And for the final ticket cutoff, that is March 19th. The great thing about the lottery is it's very affordable. Tickets start at just $30, and Lucky Stars 50-50 tickets start at $10. You can get your tickets at starslotteryalberta.ca or by calling 1-888-880-0992.
Fatima, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No worries. Have a great day. Thank you, Keith.